flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Mohabarak joins us now. Eric, you mentioned that they were closing out some demo models. Do you know if there's any of those left?
Yeah, I think they got two. I think they got a Pro Angler and an Outback left on those on the Outbacks on the Hobies. And I know they discounted at a good rate. I don't know the price offhand. You'd have to call a store. Just call John over at the Carlton store, and they can bring that to any other store you want, the North Shore or Baton Rouge locations too, and y'all could pick them up there, or they could deliver it, I guess.
Yeah, that's two good ones.
Just give them a call. Yeah, that's two good boats. Really good fishing machines. Most probably the best platforms they are in the business.
All right, Eric, what's the latest you heard on the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Minimalist Challenge that's scheduled down there on Highway 1 this morning? What's going on with it?
I heard they're going to be cold. you know, they have they rearranged a tournament to where you can bank fish now. But you have to have a kayak with you, at least in your truck or something like that. And, which is a good thing as far as a safety thing goes, but you're still going to have people who are going to get in their kayak and go out in it. And depending on where you're fishing at, they have extended the range. It's not going to be a shotgun launch, which would, you know, it defeats the middle. Well, it changes the tournament. Where people can launch anywhere up and down Highway 1. I believe it runs from Basons, don't quote me on that, but Basons, all the way down to Elmer's Island. But you can't fish Elmer's Island side or Caminata Pass. You can only fish the other side of the road by Moran's there. Don't quote me, but I believe you cannot fish the west side of Moran's. You can only fish the east side. You know, and there's a few other rules and stipulations you can read about on their website. And you're still getting, I think it's five or six baits. If you look on the Facebook page, they posted it, and you could see the lures. Plenty of plastics, a Four Horsemen's cork. They got a tail lock knocker lure from Texas, and a handful of jig heads. Mm-hmm. And they got that shrimp too. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's made by Four Horsemen also. So they got some good lures for the conditions. Oh yeah, the H&H Sparkle Beetle's in the party. Yeah. That's a good one. You know, that's what I'd be dragging on the bottom.
It's a great event. Sorry they got it under such brutal conditions, but glad they made that exception where you can fish from the bank. That will allow it to continue, but, you know, keep the element of safety unless you want to go out and venture. A couple other spots you might want to suggest for people who are going out in these cold weather, you know, maybe go midday when it gets to the warmest point?
Yeah, well, you know, they got the Jubilees going on and stuff. It's not really kicked in fully, but they are picking up some fish. Like Robert said, it's the same principle. It's deep water holes, but Golden Meadow, Basons and stuff like that. The culverts that cut through under Highway 1, they've been getting some good fish there. And these guys are going to be fishing these spots this morning, so there must probably be 20 people stacked up on top of one another, if not more than that. Myrtle Grove is actually, you know, it's still that time of year when these places like this happen. Myrtle Grove has been doing really decently well. Like most probably tomorrow would be another good day to go. You know, they've been catching a few trout. just dragging him small. I call them the medium beetles, that lime green looking one, and of course the sparkle beetle, and double rig them and just drag them on the bottom. You can even tip them with shrimp. You'll pick up some reds and drum on that. And then in the pond behind the Port Sulphur High School, same deal on the right side. They got a deeper a dip in the bottom there, and they're catching some trout there also. Pick up on a redfish, of course. That's right there in the marsh up against the levee. You can't go wrong with that. But anywhere you got deeper water, and if you got oyster reef on the bottom, that's even better, because I think the water is actually warmer when you have the oysters down there.
Yeah, if it's a shallow bed and you get those bright sunny days, that sun beating on those oyster shells definitely is a hot spot to try. Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, you provide the kayaks. You're one of the few kayak guides around the state. Louisiana Kayak Company, tell them how to find you.
Well, you can find me on your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook or Instagram. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. And you just call me on the phone, Don, 504-313-8292.
All right, Eric. Stay warm, my friend. Keep your hands dry, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don. Be good, man. Definitely. Be safe.
All righty. Thank you.